The Tiki Bar is open. It's John Hyatt's latest offering to our thirsty ears, and we're drinking up inside the Tiki Bar with John. After hearing I Know a Place, I now know why you're a part of B.B. King's Blues Festival this year. Because I was thinking at first that, okay, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, John Hyatt. Seemed like an odd pairing.
I just accepted the invitation because I'm going to be the youngest guy on the tour. And that's unusual. So.
Would you play a different set on this tour than you ordinarily might?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we've only got about an hour, I think, so it's going to be compact. You don't have to go deep into my catalog to find a bunch of stuff that certainly draws from the blues, if not is the blues outright. And So I see the connection personally. I mean,
so who gets to sing Riding with the King?
My dream, of course, would be that we get to sing it with B.B., Buddy, B.B., and myself. I mean, who knows if that's going to happen, but that's my fantasy.
The song we just heard, I Know a Place, sounds like it was recorded live. How was Tiki Bar produced? Spontaneously, and was it kind of a live deal for a lot of it?
You know, it was very much live. I mean, I've made, what is this, my 18th record? And I've kind of established that as sort of my approach. You know, I like to go in and just capture a moment. I Know a Place was 100% live, and it sounds like it. It sounds like a jam, and it, you know, all my little asides in there, like, all right, Sonny, tell them about it. I mean, that's what I do on stage if I wanted to take a solo, you know, and bringing it down with Kenneth later on, you know. I mean, Jay Joyce, who produced it, a great guy and a great musician. He's from Cleveland, so we connect on that sort of Midwest kind of knucklehead level. And he would set the stage typically. Like, either he'd come up with some goofy damn loop, you know, and where does this put you, you know? And then we'd play to that, and just, you know, something would come out. I know the first song on the record, we actually recorded it faster than you hear it, and in a different key, and we slowed the tape down, and it's still pretty fast. So, but you know, just a couple little tweaks and things like that.
Your last album, Crossing Muddy Waters, nominated for a Grammy for Best Contemporary Folk Album. Pretty simple production-wise.
Yeah, very.
How do you decide whether one of your songs is going to get an acoustic setting or an electric setting?
You know, with that record, we set up the project. You know, it was really me and Ken Levitan, my manager, just sort of sitting around going, well, what kind of record should we? Hey, what? How about an acoustic record? You know, I'd never really done that. And I liked the idea of making it with no drums because I'd actually played shows with Davey Farragher and Dave Immergluck, the two guys that made the record with me. We'd actually played as a trio, so it was really just an opportunity to catch that band on tape like that, in that style.
The next song I wanted to play from Tiki Bar sounded to me like it could have actually been on Crossing Muddy Waters if you gave it a different reading, All the Lilacs in Ohio.
Yeah, it's a lot of these things are interchangeable, you know. Yeah, it could have just as easily been a folk song.